on the bus lanes. Only 35 more days left until Christmas, and that means you'll have to get used to sitting in traffic jams as shoppers flock to Belfast for a festive bargain. So is it time to open up the bus lanes to cars in the run-up to the big day? Would that make sense? Councillors and traders in Belfast have called for the rules to be relaxed on Saturdays over the next 6 weeks so that consumers can drive to the shops without worrying about fines and congestion. The travel writer Heidi McAlpin with us this morning. Heidi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And the environmental journalist Jeff Gazzar. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, is this a good idea, Heidi?
Well, I mean, it is a tricky one to navigate because I do see how public transport should be, you know, public should be encouraged to use it. And the bus lanes do play a major role in making the system efficient and attractive. But, you know, we are where we are in Belfast and common sense must prevail. We never could have predicted the downturn in football. Nobody knew what was going to happen with Primark. This is unprecedented in the city and we do need to be more flexible in our reaction. It's only a temporary rule change. Surely it should be implemented. As you said in your introduction, retailers are calling for it, councillors are calling for it, and a lot of shoppers are coming from outside of Belfast, and you're not going to get a bus or a train from Enniskillen or Newcastle or Derry or Coleraine. And these are the shoppers that the big marketing campaigns are encouraging to come to Belfast, as much as local Belfast people, many of whom maybe could use public transport. But they're coming with their families, they're shopping, they're going for a meal, they're buying big, bulky items often, and that's not going to sit well on a bus or a train for a long journey out of town.
Jeff?
I don't really know where to start with this. Surely, if you're running a marketing campaign and putting up, you know, Northern Ireland's biggest Christmas tree and hopefully with environmentally friendly light bulbs and all the rest of it, you would have had a little thought about what you need to do about traffic. Because if you relax the rules on the bus lanes, you will just get even more congestion than you apparently already have. Bus lanes are there for a purpose. Everybody in Belfast is used to bus lanes. The bus takes 70 cars off the road every time one passes you when it's full. The idea that people will struggle with huge parcels on buses is a bit of a urban myth because that's not what buses are for. Belfast has some good park and ride schemes. It has a fair amount of traffic controlled and warden policed street level and multi-story car parking. The wardens are there to churn the traffic to make sure that everybody gets a fair crack of it. Yes, congestion and
so you don't think shopping. having two lanes, in other words, a car being able to drive up a bus lane, would help the flow of traffic?
No, it does the reverse, because what will happen is, with your marketing campaign to get people to flock to Belfast city centre, which I'm all for, vibrant pedestrian, cycle and bus and even car and taxi friendly coexistence. And that's what Belfast is aiming for. And just to, as it were, join in with the temple of consumption lark that is Christmas, and just to say that we must have, you know, freedom to drive wherever we like, is the antithesis of what city planning in Belfast is all about.
Here's Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning. Well, I just want to say, I don't personally have a problem with the bus lanes. You do have to keep your wits about you. I do think maybe the penalty is a bit steep for what can be a secondary mistake. But I think that's going to take, what I rang up about was, you're talking about bus lanes.
If we're trying to encourage people into a town centre which is struggling, should they not get rid of parking fees for the couple of weeks? Should they not come up with some other incentives of appealing to people to come in and shop? You don't need to pay any parking if you're pressing click on Amazon eBay or Google.
That's correct, Stephen. I do it quite often. I agree with you. And that's one of the problems town centres face. But if Belfast has the specific problem at the moment, you still can't get along the front of the Primark. Now, I was in holiday in August, and when the fire took place, I had a second holiday. I'm lucky enough to have had a second holiday in October, or late October. You still hadn't been there, and now I'm back home again in 3 weeks, and the street's still closed. Now, you think back to the troubles, bomb explosions and so forth, business went on. It's ludicrous. You know, 30 years ago, I had a bomb damage sale and the thing's starting to be rebuilt by now. And I haven't even opened up the front of the street.
Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm surprised that the City Council hadn't the wisdom to declare maybe a couple of weeks ago that up until Christmas Day, free parking in Belfast and the outer area of Belfast, and do away with the bus lanes until Christmas to bring people in. I have.
But as Jeff is explaining to you, the bus lanes help the flow of traffic. They help the flow.
Stephen, hold on a second. You don't want people driving straight through the city centre and not stopping. The shopkeepers need the money. Sometimes we're penny wise and a pound foolish. And you see, I have friends who, when they put the bus lanes in Belfast, they haven't been in Belfast. They go to Lisburn and surrounding areas like that where they know they don't have to worry about parking. There are people who are scared to drive a car through Belfast because they're not used to all the new bus lanes. But surely, with the way the city centre is, the council should be doing everything they can to bring people in. So do away with parking up to Christmas Day and do away with the bus lanes, because at least the shopkeepers will get some money.
Heidi?
Yeah, they did this in the past, not that long ago, where they had free parking in the immediate run-up to Christmas, and it is temporary. You know, they're just talking about 6 weeks, and the retailers are crying out for it. And, you know, as I say, this is not normal. This is not normal behaviour in Belfast. You know, Primark has burnt down. Let's face reality. And Jeff mentioned about, you know, buses are not designed for big, bulky items and stuff. That's precisely my point. If you're going to come in from outside of town and you're going to do big shopping, which is what the shops want you to do, the big shopping centres, you've really got to provide a bit more of an incentive at Christmas when people go a little bit boogaloo with their shopping. But that's all good, because retailers rely heavily on this time of year to bankroll them in the leaner times in the early part of next year.
And listen, Belfast City Centre and every other city centre in Northern Ireland, all of our local shops and all the jobs that come with it, they are competing against massive forces. You think about the advertising spend that's going into Black Friday at the moment, and these online giants then trying to attract you with Black Friday deals. And I know that Black Friday deals are for land-based shops as well, but my goodness, there are powerful forces. Let's see what initiatives any of the city centres come up with.